Gun crisis and control in America. Gun violence has become a significant and contentious issue in the United States, influencing public policy, societal norms, and political discourse. The complexities surrounding gun ownership and regulation stem from a unique combination of historical, cultural, and legal factors. As the nation grapples with rising incidents of gun violence, the debate over gun control intensifies, with advocates on both sides passionately arguing their perspectives. Historical context. The Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, ratified in 1791, states, "A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." This amendment has been interpreted in various ways over the centuries, serving as a foundational element for arguments both supporting and opposing gun control. Historically, the American frontier culture emphasized individualism and self-reliance, further entrenching the notion of gun ownership as a fundamental right. Over the years, firearms became symbols of personal freedom, protection, and empowerment, particularly in rural communities. However, this cultural attachment to guns coexists with a disturbing trend of gun violence, including mass shootings, suicides, and homicides, which have prompted calls for stricter regulations. The current landscape of gun violence. In recent years, the U.S. has witnessed a significant rise in gun-related incidents. According to the Gun Violence Archive, there were over 600 mass shootings in 2022 alone, leading to thousands of deaths and injuries. This alarming trend has raised public awareness and concern, highlighting the urgent need for effective measures to address gun violence. Mass shootings, often occurring in schools, places of worship, and public spaces, have galvanized public opinion. These tragedies frequently result in intense media coverage, leading to calls for reform from both citizens and lawmakers. High-profile incidents such as the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in 2012 and the more recent events in Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, New York, have reignited debates over the adequacy of existing gun laws and the necessity for comprehensive reforms. Arguments for gun control. Proponents of gun control argue that stricter laws are essential to reduce gun violence and protect public safety. They advocate for measures such as universal background checks, bans on assault weapons, and limitations on high-capacity magazines. Research has shown that states with stricter gun laws often experience lower rates of gun violence. For instance, a 2019 study published in the American Journal of Public Health found that states with comprehensive background check laws saw a 15% reduction in gun homicide rates. Additionally, advocates argue that responsible gun ownership can coexist with reasonable regulations. They point to successful models in other countries such as Australia and United Kingdom, where stringent gun control measures have led to significant decreases in gun violence. The argument is that preventing firearms from falling into the wrong hands is a societal obligation, particularly in the face of increasing gun-related fatalities. Counter-arguments and the right to bear arms. On the other side of the debate, gun rights advocates emphasize the Second Amendment as a fundamental civil liberty. They argue that responsible gun ownership deters crime and enhances personal security. Many proponents believe that law-abiding citizens should not be penalized for the actions of criminals. They argue that enforcing existing laws and addressing mental health issues would be more effective than imposing new restrictions on gun ownership. Moreover, the gun rights movement is deeply intertwined with American identity and culture. Organizations such as the National Rifle Association play a crucial role in mobilizing opposition to gun control measures, emphasizing that ownership is an integral part of American freedom. The narrative often frames gun control as an infringement on personal liberties, invoking a strong emotional response from supporters who view it as an assault on their rights. The challenge of finding common ground. The polarization of the gun control debate complicates efforts to implement effective reforms. While there is some bipartisan support for certain measures, such as improved background checks, comprehensive solutions remain elusive. The challenge lies in bridging the divide between advocating for public safety and preserving individual rights. Community-level initiatives such as violence interruption programs and gun buyback events have shown promise in reducing gun violence without infringing on rights. These approaches focus on addressing the root causes of violence, such as poverty and lack of access to mental health resources, thereby fostering a more holistic strategy. In conclusion, the gun crisis in America is a multifaceted issue that demands a thoughtful and nuanced approach. As incidents of gun violence continue to rise, the urgency for action becomes more pronounced. Balancing the right to bear arms with the need for public safety remains a formidable challenge. The ongoing dialogue about gun control will require collaboration, empathy, and a willingness to consider diverse perspectives to pave the way for a safer future. The path forward is not just about legislation, it is about fostering a culture that values both rights and responsibilities in the context of gun ownership.